The fact that it's functioning so well, and there's so much, it's because he's such a great yekke. So I should, you know, Matthew from
Yeshiva,
yeah.
And we learn on Friday mornings.
Ah, okay. Good. So he says like this. I think we're holding a middle paragraph on Aleph. That's what I have marked off.
Yes, Masha Omar.
Yeah. So it says that the goyim listened and died from the they were overwhelmed by the kolos and we lived from it. Tovin mashama peregrav akiva, Amr Chista, Meirich siv shimu kinegidim adaber. Listen to me because I'm going to speak negidim. The word negidim is the word that we're going to. Now the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is negidim is something royal, something chashuv. So the pasuk meaning of the pasuk is I am going to be saying things extremely worthy, extremely important, something along those lines. Nimshal divatara nagid man nagid yesh bakdei lahamis lahachis divatara alike a negidim, just like a nugget can kill and make live. For the people that put in their real best effort, it's sam chayim. For the other people, it's sam mavis. Dova acha negidim adaber kol dibur dibur shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu koishen shnei ksorim ad kan. Every dibur had two ksorim. So now rotzoloima bezer ki atoyrim min Hashem yisbarach. So the first thing is that it's telling you Torah is coming from Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, it is as close, not coming from as sort of an address, a sender's address, as much as its mitzias is divine. So definitely, this is a connection to Chiyus. Any Chibur Takadosh Baruch Hu is a connection to Chiyus. Avol mi she'etzeskal v'Hashem Yisbarach shelo k'roi, but somebody who is connecting in a way that's not good, harim mizdabek ledovu shenivdal, ve'en aroi lizdabek elav hu mei mesaisai. So, any time. So let's think about it a second. It means that you are becoming attached to something that is above and beyond. So if you are worthy of it in potential, then that becomes your lifeline. If you are not worthy of it, that destroys you. So let's take a simple mashal, simple analogy. If you put something into a plug, and the appliance has what it takes to absorb electricity coming from the plug, then it will start going. If the appliance is not strong enough, for all of those who went to Israel in the good old days when appliances were either 110 or 220. You ended up burning it out. You took an American appliance, you put it into an Israeli socket. Within a minute, there was smoke all over the room, and it was smattering because it couldn't take it. So 220 is very powerful. It does wonderfully well for something which can which can handle it. It destroys something which can't handle it. That's one. Two, let's go to something a little more fine and give an analogy. Imagine somebody has somebody is attending a class, a lecture, a shiur. So if that class or lecture share fits the person's level, he gains from that. He gains knowledge, understanding, and so on. if it doesn't, if it's beyond, then the person is basically confused and becomes more muddled as he listens to the Shia. So a keshet to Ribbono Shel Olam with that, in other words, everything in the world is kosher to Ribbono Shel Olam, but you want to move it forward a step. You want to take it and plug it into a higher place like Torah. So if you are roy of it, if you have what it takes, then it becomes enervating. It becomes very life-giving. If it's something which is not, then you are basically being overwhelmed. Whatever it does, it's counterproductive. V'zesha makan ke'umes ha'yashemim koil alikim umesu. Why? Ke'ech yischabe koil alikim al umes ha'yla makish Hashem shem chomriyim. So being that by their nature they are not ruchnistic people, it's going to be devastating to them. Shem chomri v'divu kazeh in roi lahem v'lachein meisu al v'yisrael me'inam chomriyim k'moy shem umes ha'yla makish Hashem shem noitin ala choyma. So Kal Yisrael did have that. Now, even the Goyim, like he explained before, they have Zayin Mitzvahs Bein Noach and so on. But those are all, that's a world of Ruchnius that is in sync with the Gashmistic world. It kind of fits people that are Gashmius. And therefore, I saw my mailer dots of Hikar Shatakam, it's a royal and divine shame, but Omnekaho Yashem Kolakim Chaim, by Chaim Loilam. She calls the Shama Kolakim Chaim, or you Chaim Loilam all my lamim. Bezemipne advecus, she advecum by his barach, she is shame Kolakim. Vadvecus azay magile machayim, Kersim atamekash and Kechem Chaim Kolchem. So being that throughout the Vecus, they would get the Chaim. So the same inyan that for Kal Yisrael made them live and made them get chius, it was misa for Umas HaOlam. So the misa is obviously ruchnistic misa. It means that they can't survive on such a refined ruchnius, and therefore that ruchnius becomes devastating for them. The one that says the negidim, divrei negidim, is so. The first pshat is that a nogid has himself chayim or mavis. So Torah, because it's on such a high level, it either becomes that which is life giving, or it becomes that which is devastating. So in dibur you have two things. You have koil and chituch hadibur. Ulahoyres ka koil azo koil aloiki ve'ena koil tivi. Much as by pek shachazeh. Gama dibur ne dibur tivi dibur aloiki. Ulafikoch hoye koishne shnek sorm ki kol inyen hanoita lagashmi yesh v'shifrish l'pchisus. Okay, so there's two points he's making over here, and we'll explain both. The first thing is the musig of a keser. And whenever it says they put a keser on, so a keser has in itself, it always symbolizes some sort of office, malchus, superiority. In any culture, a king always is wearing some sort of Indian chief wears a headgear or something. There's always something in the head. So in the way he describes the inyan of a keser is my head is the highest part of myself. It's where the highest aspects of myself is, and that becomes not the word cut off. It does. It's in a different world than everybody else. So all of you are living on one plane of existence. I'm living someplace else. I'm a muvdal. So this is almost as if it's a perimeter. I'm taking around my head, and it's in its own metzias, in its own world. That's one nekuda. The second nekuda is the and therefore he says malchus is something which is apart from everything else. In other words, the reason why a king is giving you commands and why a king rules over subjects is because it's as if it's a hierarchy. My ideas and understanding are higher than any of yours, and they're flowing down. So that's one inyan of the keser that they got when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. Their understandings, their content became elevated above everybody else's. So that's the concept of getting a crown. So a crown is not just, it's a nice thing to wear, like a pin, which is just tells me, I don't know, it's an adornment and that's it. A crown is a very special adornment. It signifies that my head, which includes my understanding and grasp of things, is above and beyond everybody else. That's one point. The second point here is when he says two for the koil and the dibur. In the koyach hadibur, in Bemis, these two inyanim go hand in hand, and it's important to recognize what each one is. Kol has in itself a greater sense of the person who's speaking. So if somebody comes and tells me, somebody offers me a business deal, X, Y, and Z, and what he says, the things he says are nice, but I don't like the sound of what he's saying. I don't feel he's genuine. I don't feel he's passionate about it. I don't feel he's being candid. I'm not going to pick that up in the words. The words are very crafted very well, and he's telling me very nice little spiel, but I don't feel that something is missing. So that's where kol is important over words. On the other hand, let's say somebody, I feel he is genuine, everything, but he's not really expressing well his idea, his business plan, what exactly he's trying to do. That also will hamper any communication. So the kol is higher. It's conveying a deeper sense of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the words are conveying a more precise sense of Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's take this mashal to something like Divrei Musar. So sometimes a person will tell me Divrei Musar, the things he says might be correct, but again, I don't hear the conviction in his voice. I don't hear genuine. I don't hear the passion. So it's going to be kind of dead on arrival because it's not connected to anything higher or deeper. Sometimes a person says Divrei Musar with a lot of passion and you really feel strongly about it, but you don't think the things he's saying are right, make sense, apply, are doable, any of those things. So Torah had to come with two halves to it. Torah came with koil and with dibur, and each one of them is a crown on its own, because the koil is what gives me the inner perception of Torah, the sense of the divine in Torah, whereas the dibur gives me the more practical, specific words of what it is that Hashem wants for me, and so on. So there was on each word there were two crowns, because each word made us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they crowned us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. But each one of these has in itself really two elements. It has an element of knowledge and understanding of Tvar Hashem, and it has in itself the element of a certain pneumistic connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Ve'oid shem amru. Kol dibur v'dir shatzei kodesh baruch hu yotzei shmosin Yisrael. It says on every dibur, Klai Yisrael's neshama went out. Shenema nafshi yotzei v'dabroi. Oh, we have a customer here. Let's see him. Let's see that. What's his name? What's your son's name?
Sorry, I'm just taking off mute.
Here it is.
Yosef.
What's your name?
Yosef.
Yosef.
Can you move in my foot?
Okay.
He's new to Abba Subbanim tonight.
Oh, wow. Was it good at Abba Subbanim?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Ve'oid sham amru.
I ate some people over. Daddy.
Kol dibur v'dibur shatzei kodesh baruch hu yotzei shmosei Yisrael shenema nafshi yotzei v'dabroi u'me'achat shebedibur rishon yotzei shmosei b'sheinach kibloi hoyre tal shatzei kodesh baruch hu as v'meisim v'ech yoisam shenema geshem nedovois tonif elikim nachloscha v'nila atokinat adkan. So here we have another thing about the dibris, that each one of them was yotzei shmosei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned it. What does that mean? Bir b'ze ki ech efshe sheyi Yisrael mischab min adibur shekodesh baruch hu ki madreges mitzias Hashem yisbarach einin zeh shu mitzias klal. So the pshat nes chazal is there cannot be a direct connection HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the dibur, because in so much as the dibur is directly from Hashem, there is no mitzias. Ulefikach efshe loy mishe shu mitzias nimtza kaim yisbarach. But so you can ask me, what about Moshe? Zayin acha. K'mashem dabe Moshe on panim lo yezek k'madibu Yisrael. K'adibu Moshe nema v'noi adeti l'cho v'loi l'acherim itcho. V'loi yezek shituf. K'loi shituf azem mitzias bepor l'agomur. Dayne shenim tzo b'gili. Av l'adibu so b'goli. K'loi b'seisi b'ati m'roish. V'kivan shekachu ve'ezet zad yimot yeshitu zeh v'poyel. And so on. So the morale here says something that is very deep. He says that the reason why Klal Yisrael was why they had to die when they heard the Dvar Hashem is because there's no shituf in the Dvar Hashem. So yes, what about Moshe? So it says, since it was Moshe himself, that's not called that it was a shituf, but with Klal Yisrael, you had all of Klal Yisrael listening and so on. I think what he means is certainly on an inner level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to a Navi. So there is some sort of inner level of communication, and therefore we need not call it Dibur or Shita or anything like that. It's a sense. I have a sense, this Hashem says, and so forth. When a person has a personal Nevuah, I don't need to say that it crosses the threshold of Dibur per se. But when it's common to many people, so that means that that's called Dibur. The Dvar Hashem is now a physical reality because 600,000 people heard the same Dibur. When I have an experience, so I can say it's my experience. For instance, imagine a person hears something. He's not sure, did he daydream it or did he hear it? He'll turn around and ask somebody, tell me, did you hear anything? It must be my mind, must be my imagination. So anything which is a personal Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a person can exist because it still hasn't crossed over the threshold of becoming a physical reality, a material reality. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to all of Klal Yisrael as a Dibur, so that Dibur is a thing, and that's a problem. Where is it and what is it and so on. So he says over here that the only way he could is he spoke. He had to give them back a neshama, and he explains what that means. He explains that this is similar to Tchias HaMeisim. In other words, what happened with Tchias HaMeisim? Let's understand a little bit. Tchias HaMeisim can't mean just a second round. You know, as we lived once, and then, you know, messed up, and then Akash Baruch gives it a second try. Just like it says when they eat it, it's a chayim v'chay le'olam. So obviously there's a type of life that could cease with chet, and it's a type of life that can't, that does not cease with chet. And that's the difference between this life and this life. It's not that life too is a second try at living. Life too is a different type of life, a life that does not end with Misa. It's v'chay la'olam. That's its inherent nature. The difference, however, lies not only this life is kind of a life 2.0. The first version was kind of a little bit not such a good version, and therefore it becomes obsolete. The second will last forever. That's not the only difference in two lives. A life that is inherently divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's independent, so by its nature, it's limited. Whether 100 years or 1,000 years, just by the fact that it's its own entity, places a limit to it. And it can't be Nitzchi. Masha'ein Kein, a life that is plugged in to Ribbono Shalom, and it expresses itself in the level of free will that we have. It's a given that it is Ribbono Shalom's life, and that life is much more of Ribbono Shalom's darga than our madrega. So there's a certain trade-off in terms of the bechira and things of that nature. So he says over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them back a life which comes from Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisimdik life is a very different type of life. It's a life that not going to finish so quickly. It's a life that's going to be over. So the distinction between the two is that distinction. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and this was Vaniyam Artelimata Be'elikulchem, it says that Misa was supposed to have stopped. There was no mazuma shal nachash until the chet ha'eagle. Things were supposed to be eternal, and the answer is because the type of life was now a new type of life. It was a different type of life. It still wasn't time for bechira to cease, and therefore we messed up. But it's something about the quality of life that's different before and after. Oicham, what the Maral is doing over here is like he always does, is he goes through all the Mamarim Chazal about a topic and explains them. And that's why all of the, what's the right word for it, the Huha Matan Torah is supposed to find its explanation here. Oicham, Amir Yeshua Ben Levi, called Divadish Asakar Shproch, Chazir Sol Achareim, Shnei Mosem Mil. Oymach Shos Medadin Oysan, Shnei Malach, Itzvos Yidoidun, Atik Yidoidun, Yedadun, Atkan. Rotzuleima. כי מצד עצם הדיבור על השם יסבר רואה שישרול נידוחים ממנו ויכוי זכם ידבי זמיל שהדיבור יוצא יהודי זמיל כנגמחת ישרול רק מה שמלוכים ממונים לעשיצוי השם יסבר אשר רויצה בקבלס התוירה הוי מביא מויצה כבלס הדיבור על השם יסבר So יודבי זמיל is sort of the מקום that Kai Yisrael occupies, and therefore they sort of lost their makom, and the malachim are the ones who brought them back. Vezula sayu nidach min adibur. Veitzach loy mashayach hazoyes befall. Rak shenis k k k k kimoish in spare pam habit von kailu so in the doch in the dance sense of the gami but was in service as bach avloya dove zemitzis before Tamal says this and time and again this did not happen literally. This is something that means it's an understanding. The Tamal says all these things that Kachbar did not go around to all the nations and they registered A and you know pro and con. It means a Kadosh Baruch Hu gauged their neshama. Here also, it means they were not worthy without some push. Let's give an example of it. So imagine a person is presented with an extraordinary ruchnistic opportunity, and he feels he really is not worthy of it. He's really not. That's not the way he's holding. But there was some Seater Shmaya where he's able to reach out further than he really felt he could. That's this type of thing over here. Rakoy Machsios and Malachim Shashur Hashem's Bar Shoyz and Kabosia. O Perikaba Kiva. The Chemash Mesa Beshama Kralzev, the Shbom at Hir, Mekor Chai and Bobinze. So basically, what he's saying is Chazal are painting a picture that we were not Roy for what happened in Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai, we connected the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way that normal people can't, which means we were given the support in terms of neshama, in terms of place, and so on. Uperka b'kiva reshur b'levi ma'irich siv l'choyev karugas haboisim kol diva dir chasek ha'shproch hu nesmalei kol oilom kulei psomim. So the Gemara asks, ma'acha shemina diva arish nesmalei kol kulei psomim diva sheni lechon holach ho'itek ha'shproch ruch ma'itsoise v'yemavoise shnema sivsoise sheshanim Atik Sheshanim El Sheshoinim Atkan. Vihine, Masha Hoya called Vorm Yitzan Shemesbach in Kasha, Kidova Ze Mitzara Mekabel. So he says that saying that Diba Yitzan Kodesh Baruch Hu is that means we perceive it as such. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't physically Yosef Menem. So he says that because the dibur Kodesh Baruch Hu is gzeiras din, that's why psalmim happen. Let's discuss why this is and what it means. So first of all, Akash Baruch Hu's words are din. That's obvious. Akash Baruch Hu gave over Eish Das exactly. It was given by Eish. This is if you do this, you get Misa. If you do this, you get Malchus and so on. He laid down the law, so to speak. But of the chushim in a person, midas hadin is something that wants to deal with the essence of something, not the fluff. So when I feel something, I take something in my hand and I feel it, I feel much more volume than be'etzim. I could squeeze something and contain it much less. When I see something, things present themselves a certain way. Smell goes to the essence, and that's why when you take a piece of meat that's had better days and you can dress it up and make it look good and so on and so forth, the smell is the hardest thing to get rid of. If it doesn't smell terribly fresh, it's very, very hard to get rid of it. If you try to mix besamim with it, it's bad. So he says, again, this is not physical psalmim. Hanemar al koach aloiki bulti gashmi shayim adibo. The heimer apsom neamarinkan from el brun lemeibin. So the ma'isa. So all of these are expressions of what Dvar Hashem meant, and how it came, and the, you know, our ability to contain it, our ability to hold on to it, and so on. That's what they're all describing. Okay.
Great.
Next week, there's a get together in Baltimore. It's pretty certain of the yeshiva alumni. So I won't be able to do it. I'll let you know middle of the week. Okay, if it's for sure. Okay, we'll take it. But yeah, okay, let's say that.